Welcome to the Nerd Out and Workout Podcast. What is up, everyone? This is Coach Austin here, coming to you from Hyper Strength and Conditioning here in San Jose, California, with your Nerd Out and Workout podcast, where we nerd out and work out and podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about how to get stronger faster. That's right. We're going to go over the one thing that you can do that you can adjust in your daily routine. And these are for people who are working out already, getting training, and you're in a rut. And these are for the people who want to get stronger faster. You're not getting strong fast enough, or you feel like you're not getting stronger fast enough to the pace that you would like it to be. We're going to go over just like the basic principles and all the other stuff that's been kind of proven scientifically to help with this issue. That's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. This is information that's been around in the industry for a while, but a lot of people preach it a little differently. A lot of people preach it from different perspectives. And I'm here coming to you from how I find it to help our athletes, our clients, kind of cutting through the noise. And all that fun stuff. And all that and more. And probably some random stuff added in here and there. If you're listening to this, I hope to entertain and educate you at the same time. And if you would like to have more fitness tips in your life with some fandom sprinkled in and out and some randomness with my voice, please follow whatever platform you're on. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, like whatever platform you're on, give us a like. Review us on the Apple Store, please. That would help us a lot. Review us somewhere. Please help us grow this organically. I think we're honing in on our first official sponsor. Nothing crazy. We're not in podcast for the moolah, but we're on podcast to make an impact and to crack a smile and help people, whoever's listening. I hope to at least crack a smile and help kind of elevate your life, your daily life in one way, shape, or form. Whether you're commuting to work, coming home from work, listening to it while you're doing things in the TV or working out, whatever. So, without further ado, how to get stronger faster. So, how do we do it? A lot of people, especially in the Instagram world, in the YouTube world, in the interwebs, it's all about going hard. Go hard or go home. Let's get sore. Let's get sore and break down the muscle. And then we could sleep. And then it'll rebuild the muscle. Because that's where the magic happens, is sleep. Which is true. I totally agree with the sleep. Well, sleep and recovery is like one of the key ways to getting stronger. But people need to understand that strength is a skill. And if you listen to my previous content and other things, strength, yeah, you will hear that I will be saying a lot that strength is a skill. And how do you get better at a skill? You practice, you practice, you practice. When you practice more, your body will get used to that pattern that you are practicing, that skill. And when you practice more, when you rep more, when you have more reps, then you will eventually get better at the skill. So if it's strength that you are trying to get more of, then you need to keep practicing strength. Reps, the mastery. Or was it reps are the mother of skill? I think that's what it was. Or reps are the master of, what was it? Reps are the mother of mastery. I think I'm saying that wrong, but you got to get the gist of it. But how do we do that? You know, do we do a CrossFit workout where we do like copious amounts of sets and reps and match the intensity? So with this, the way you do it is you increase the reps, you increase the frequency that you are training. That's right. You heard me. You increase the frequency of your training. If you're training 3 days a week, you train 5 days a week. You bump it. You bump it up. Lawson, what about recovery? What about all this stuff? What about maxing out and all that fun stuff? So I'm going to give you a little something. So I'm going to give you something, I'm going to give you a story, a little example from my perspective of how to get stronger. So out of 10 plus years of training people, just training people and seeing how the body performs, whether you're a male, female, young, old, the people who saw the fastest results, and results, I mean, the like crazy body transformation over time, reduced body fat, but even before that, just gaining strength, getting stronger faster. The clients that I've seen, that I've experienced, this is anecdotal experience, all right? This is also covered by a lot of scientific studies. And you go, I mean, go to Guru Scholar and look it up. But I'm just trying to let you know right now from experience, the people who worked out more frequently, who lifted weights or did the movement more frequently, body weight, whatever, saw the fastest results. But it wasn't even that they went hard. These people who trained in these training sessions don't go hard, like balls to the wall, 90%, 90%, 85%, 90% all the way. No, it was actually, they did what they could. 70% effort. RPE, 7 out of 10. And I was inspired. Like, this actually dawned on me when I was listening to one of Joe Rogan's podcast episodes about training frequency. And I think that this isn't talked about enough. And that this is why I'm talking about it. And one that episode was talking about how to work out correctly or something. And they were talking about frequency and how people got stronger the more they practiced the movement. And how being sore after a workout isn't necessarily a good thing. And you'll hear things about this. When you're a newbie and working out, you're going to be sore. You're going to tear microfibers. It's going to happen. But to have the objective of always being sore after a workout hinders you from continuing to practice the skill. Let's say you had a crazy leg day, squats and deadlifts. You maxed out and you actually went above and beyond. And then you're sore the next 4 days. You get to work out. You'll hit legs again in like 3 or 4 days. That's cool, I guess. But this is coming from moderate, like not even novice to intermediate lifting. Novice to intermediate. If you're an elite lifter, elite, then volume doesn't matter. Frequency doesn't matter right now because you've already mastered it. You've already put in the volume. You've already put in the reps, the frequency, like how many times a week you're training to get to this level of skill mastery. Then that's a different topic. That is a different episode. But if for those of you who are listening who are not in that top 1% echelon of elitism, then yes, this episode is for you. Dead serious. Check your ego at the door. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're not super elite. And if you are super elite, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. But for those of you who want to know how to get stronger faster, you increase the frequency and you decrease the intensity. Why? Because you're going to get more rounds practicing the movement. And when you get more rounds practicing the movement or practicing the movement of strength, squat, bench, deadlift, snatch, clean jerk, whatever, weight training, dumbbell work, if you're getting into the gym 5 to 6 times a day, six days a week, hitting different parts of their body, or just doing the same type of movements, but doing it differently, but going to the point where you're not killing yourself, over time, your body will adapt and get stronger and master that skill. And when you master a skill, you get stronger at it naturally. Then your body can focus on building more lean body mass and all that. Take it this way. If you're trying to do pull-ups, people who ask me, and a shout out to Lawrence, if you're listening to this podcast, if you guys don't know who Lawrence is, he's the guy with the big mohawk who dances at the every quarter or even the halftime shows at the Levi's Stadium for the Niners. Good buddy of ours. But I remember one time, it was like years ago, he wanted to learn how to do a pull-up. Or he wanted to do more than 10 pull-ups. I think he's the one who told me this. And then I tell everyone else this because this is a great example of frequency and being consistent. So great example of volume. And volume meaning like total amount of reps, total amount of work you've done on a movement. That is volume. Sets times reps. That's your volume. And if you want to multiply the weight too, sure. But let's just, in this case, sets times reps. So five sets of five pull-ups is 25, right? Cool. 25 total reps of volume. 25 attempts that you've practiced the movement. And we're saying pull-ups. So Lawrence told me, I think he wanted to do so many pull-ups. I think one of his goals was, to do more than 10 pull-ups. And he told me, I didn't tell him, he told me that he put a pull-up bar on the doorway, in his doorway to his room, I think. And his rule was that every time he walked through the doorway, I think it was his room or bathroom, either or. I think it was the bathroom. But the rule of thumb was when he walked through that doorway, he had to do one pull-up, whether it be a jump pull-up, an eccentric pull-up, or just to get his chin above the bar, or just to hang. He had to do one pull-up. And he did this every day. It was a rule of thumb. Day in and day out, 7 days a week, it was part of his lifestyle. He would pass through the door, he would do a pull-up, do a jump pull-up. If he was tired, he would do like an eccentric pull-up or he would hang. Either way, he would find a way to practice the movement of the pull-up. Fast forward 1 month, I think he was able to crank out 10 in a row. From 0 to 10. He didn't kill himself every day. And I think at this time he was training with me too because we were doing other movements. This is back when I was renting space at another gym. But we were doing like summer workouts and all that fun stuff. But he would do a pull-up here and there. And one day I think he showed up and he was cranking out 5 in a row, 6 in a row. And I started noticing. And then after that month, it was 10 in a row. And it's one of those things, and this is why I always say consistency beats intensity. And it's one of those things I always tell people when they want to learn how to do a pull-up and they want to do more than 10 pull-ups. I said, hey, dude, get a pull-up bar, put it in your doorway, and make it a rule that every time you walk past it, you do one pull-up. See where it takes you in 30 days. See where it takes you. You're going to start thinking about ways to not enter your room or bathroom. You're like, maybe I could hold it a little bit more. I don't need to go that much. He definitely challenges you to think a little bit differently, and understand your flow and what you're doing. But the whole point of that is that he amassed volume. So let's say that we have another person, just like Lawrence. Let's say his name is Bob or Karen. Where this individual wants to do pull-ups as well. And they do 30 days of training. But they don't really do 30 days of training. They just say, in 30 days, I want to do 10 pull-ups. Kind of like the same, similar goal of Lawrence wanting to hit 10 pull-ups. But instead of doing it every day and doing a bar in the room and practicing it, they'll just go, I'm just going to work out in the gym 2 times a week or 3 times a week hard. And I'm going to go balls to the wall. I'm going to do 10 pull-ups. I'm going to do 10 pull-ups 3 times a week. And I'm going to attempt to do 10 pull-ups. So I don't have to complete them, but I'm going to attempt them. So this individual, Bob or Karen, whoever you want to pick for this individual, but they're going to do it 3 days a week for 30 days. So for 4 weeks, roughly, 3 days a week, they're going to do 10 pull-ups or attempt to do 10 pull-ups. So their volume for the month would be roughly 120 pull-ups. I know I'm slow at math. But yeah, 30 reps for 4 weeks, 120 reps. So they get 120 reps in. 120 reps in for pull-ups. Let's say that Lawrence did 5 pull-ups every day for 30 days because he goes in and out. You go in and out the room twice, so that's 1 pull-up each. So that's 2. You do it several times, and let's go to up to 5. So he did 5 pull-ups a day for 30 days. His volume goes up to 150 reps. So even if he wasn't going balls to the wall, going hardcore 3 days a week and sweating, he easily did 5 pull-ups a day, whether it was eccentric or loading or whatever, or jump pull-up. He practiced the movement 30 reps, 30 times more, 30 more times than Bobber Karen, who did it, you know, balls to the wall, 3 days a week, sweating. You're like, oh, probably sore, probably didn't get that much reps, but hey, they did 120 reps. But still, it's like I'm pretty sure if you saw their workouts on Instagram, if you paired Lawrence's workout on Instagram versus Bob or Karen's workout on Instagram where they were going balls to the wall, you would think, oh man, they're gonna hit their target hella faster. They're gonna hit that goal hella faster. And you see like Lawrence nonchalantly just doing 1 pull-up here and there, up to like 5 pull-ups a day. You'd be like, no, he ain't going to hit it. But I guarantee you, the person who's going to get better at the skill will be the person who's practiced it more. So that is the way to get stronger, faster, quote unquote. Being consistent. Being consistent. We have this thing where we have to get, and it's fun too. Like we have this thing where we have to, you know, go balls to the wall and go high intensity. And even me, like, dude, I called my gym hyper strength and conditioning. We want to go beyond. But it's more than that. It's more than getting crazy in the workouts. There's a reason why I gamify my workouts and make it fun. I want my members, I want people to come back. I want my clients to come back. There's a reason why I stress that we train clients 3, 4, or even 5 times a week. There's a reason why I stress to my coaches, it's not about killing our clients. It's not about killing our athletes. It's about connecting with them and making sure they come back and they understand why are we doing what we're doing and how we're programming them out. There's a reason why I'm really big on programming out our clients, our members, our athletes. We have to have a plan. We have to make sure they're coming in frequently and practicing and practicing and practicing. Body movement's great, you know, practicing with a stick and then loading in with a barbell later, learning kettlebell stuff, being more open to different styles of strength and condition of fitness. You know, I'm not just a powerlifting gym. We're just not a weightlifting focused gym. We're not just a bodyweight focused gym. We just actually incorporated Muay Thai for the next 90 days. We have a coach that's actually doing Muay Thai fighting. It's adding another element. But what does that do for our gym? What does that do for our culture? It adds more variety. It adds more fun. It adds more reasons for people to keep coming in to train, to get better. And when these people keep training, keep coming in to do these random classes sometimes, or just keep coming in to see what's going on, they're going to squat, lunge, push, pull, lateral, rotate, or jump, or whatever. They're going to move. And the more times I can get people to come in and just have fun and engage and move, guess what? They're going to get stronger faster because they keep coming in. They're having fun. We're not going balls to the wall. And there will be days where we will go balls to the wall. Trust me. There definitely is time and place for intensity. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, you definitely have to get after it a few times. But to keep up the behavior, that is the challenge. You can only do so much of the same thing for so long. How many times have you seen people do one thing for so long? You might have friends. This may be you for yourself. I'm going to give you a great example of our gym. In the beginning, we started off with powerlifting. We had conditioning classes, which was great. But we did a lot of powerlifting stuff. It was like a lot of stuff. We attracted a lot of new people, and powerlifting was new, and we taught them powerlifting, and it was great. And they did really well. But after a while, after a year of just doing powerlifting, you know, your body gets kind of tired of it. And people get kind of tired of it. It's like the three same movements every time. And that's okay. So what happens is we transition into weightlifting. We still had our powerlifting, but then we transition into weightlifting. Now we had both. People can bounce around. There's variety. And weightlifting was a little different too. You had like the snatch movement, the clean and jerk. It was a little bit more technique focused, super complex. Putting a bar over your head and squatting with it or catching it. But it got people to come in and to practice it more, to engage with the coaching, to engage with what is this new thing? I want to try it out. How many times has that happened to you where you do something for so long and you just want to change it? I need to change. I need to do something else. And then after weightlifting, there's, you know, it happens all the time. Members like, oh, I want to try yoga now. So they go to yoga. They go to, then they do Pilates or they do Legree or they want to do fighting or whatever. Whatever it is, people want to have it. But guess what? They are still coming out. They're still being active. That is the key. That is the key. So if you want to get stronger faster, just keep practicing the movements and don't neglect your general conditioning. And so another thing that was a really great thing that I heard was and it's being talked about, but yeah, there's general conditioning, there's specific conditioning. When people come to train with us, you know, I want to get, it doesn't matter what sport. And here's the key. If you're in the strength and conditioning field, you have to be able to speak other people's languages. People will come to you, and I'm going to tell you like this, like other people's languages as far as the sport, golf, Muay Thai, football, baseball, you have to understand their terminology. Because when they come for their strength and conditioning, they're looking for general preparedness. They want general physical conditioning and strengthening so they can be better at their specific sport. It's just common sense. A lot more athletes are getting smart now and seeking out strength and conditioning because they know it's going to help them. How does it help you? How does strength and conditioning actually help you in your specific sport? Well, if you do the same thing over and over again, you get to the point where you master the skill, there's going to be some muscles and some movement patterns that are neglected because you're just so focused on a certain skill. So usually the posterior chain might be neglected. There might be muscles in your body that are weak because they weren't worked on as much, and the muscles that are opposite of them are super strong, so they create a little imbalance. And if you're super specific to something, you're super specific to something. There's definitely going to be an imbalance. It's rare that you're going to have a fully balanced out athlete. Only few of them exist in the world. I can't name one off the top of my head right now because that's how rare it is. But I'm sure they exist. They're like anomalies. Like, dang, you're like good at everything. Great, good job. Maybe Juju Mufu. Maybe him. Yeah, like, dude, it's super flexible, super strong, pretty fast, you know. But yeah. So with strength and conditioning, we help people get stronger by helping them practice the general skills that every athlete should be really great at. Squatting, lunging, hinging, pulling, pushing, you know, and the, you know, rotating, bracing, absorbing force. That's a big one. That's actually another episode, absorbing force. Lateral movements, balance, very gross, general movement things that happen across any type of sport. Whether you're curling, you're golfing, you're fighting, you're powerlifting, you're a strongman, marathon running, playing basketball. there's elements of these movements in any type of sport because we move. We're moving the human body. So strength and conditioning is based on developing your skill set of strength, of full body strength and conditioning, so that you are better prepared to get better at more of your, to get better at your specific strength. We are reinforcing your foundation as an athlete. So when you go out and hit your specific sport, you are just that much more fine-tuned. It's like tuning a car, right? But at the same time, strength and conditioning can be applied to the everyday life. People who are sitting at the office from 9 to 5. People who are not really active as much. Their foundation is shot. So what better way to build the foundation than to actually go to the people who actually, we build foundations for everyone. It's building, just building foundations. There's no secret method. There's no orange theory, F45. There is no, we do scientifically back interval training to increase post-exercise oxygen consumption. By the way, has actually, weight, when you actually lift super heavy weights, like if you have a max out day or a super heavy day, your excess post-oxygen consumption is actually more than doing some type of circuit training. There's definitely there's definitely studies that back that up, but that's another episode. That's actually taken from Mind Pump. Sal did a great episode on that. But yeah, so with all that, bringing it back, tying it all together, getting stronger, faster. It's all about consistency. I know I always say consistency over intensity. I'm like a broken record. But it's like people hear it one year out the other, but I truly believe in it. And you know, and I got it. I got this saying, all right? I got this saying from the people at 567, Paul Reddick and them, Athlete X, like he's a good friend with Jeff Cavalier and all them. But I did a mastermind with them for a bit, and one of the biggest things that stuck with me is consistency beats intensity. Consistency over intensity. And if you look at all the themes, and if you do your research and you look at everything, kind of the studies and how athletes develop and even how people become successful, it's a big underlying theme that people don't get. You have to be consistent. You have to be patient and consistent. And that's the biggest thing. I'm the most impatient person ever. And that what's really struck me is like, yeah, I got to be more patient. So if you're patient, you're going to be more consistent. You're going to be more consistent. You're going to see more progress. You're going to see progress quickly than as opposed to just trying to go all hard intermittently. That's the key. But again, there's no secret method. Every time I talk to this podcast, I refer things. Like this whole podcast was information that I've known for so long, but it's been told, it's been talked about by Joe Rogan's podcast and Mind Pump's podcast, by Simon Sinek talking about consistency and all this other stuff. Like, I'm just a conduit to this information. I know this stuff. Like, you know, like I have put together this thought process of things and my method of consistency would help you. Like, no, I'm not selling a book. Eventually I will though. but for the most part, I truly feel like this information is really important. It's really important. And it's really specific. It's consistency over intensity. It's how to get stronger faster. You work out more times a week, 5 to 6 times a week. Still allow for recovery, but don't go hard. You can go hard by like the 7th week or something. You know, there is a time and place for intensity. But out of a 10, where it's super hard, and out of a 1, out of a 1 through 10 scale, and 10's super hard and 1's super easy, keep the training sessions at a 7 to 8. You're doing work, but you're not killing yourself. You do it consistently enough and you get to a rhythm and you don't stop, you're going to get to your destination. You're going to see improvement. You're going to see things. But the key is don't be complacent. All right. Don't be getting so, because you're going to get to a point where you're getting so good at it, the 7 turns into a 5 or 4 and you're like, oh, I'm still being consistent. I'm doing my things. Like, no, still constantly challenge yourself, but just don't kill yourself. Don't get to the point where you're sore for 7 days because you can't, you just went balls to the wall. I've done that a few times the past few weeks. It sucked. Stupid 100 barbell curls at the end. I blame Anthony for that. But yeah, that is that episode for today. How to get strong. How to get stronger faster. All right. So again, increasing the frequency, keeping it a 7 out of 10. Maybe you could come out to 8. You can go 9 out of 10 every so often, like long gaps in between, but keep it consistent. You know, keep the volume up, practicing the reps. You keep practicing, you're going to master the skill of strength. That's it. Squat, bench, deadlift, snatch, clean jerks. And I'm not saying do fucking 20 reps in one set. I'm just saying you just slowly build up. Every day you're practicing something every day and you slowly build up and you slowly add it up. And that's that. So don't forget to please like, subscribe, and smash all the things. Review us if you love us. If you don't, it's okay. I'll try to get better. Don't apologize. Be better. But yeah, we appreciate all the support. We appreciate everyone listening to this channel. It's growing. It's growing organically, and I love it. Don't forget to check us out. Check out our gym out, Hyper Strength and Conditioning. And check out the YouTube out, too, because I'm posting up movement videos and other videos and tips in there, too. So yeah, like the Nerd Out. Subscribe to our Nerd Out to Workout podcast. Follow or like, and then check out all the other things. Like our Instagram. Hyper Strength and Conditioning Instagram, HSC at HSC Gym or at Coach Tolosa. That's me. You can see all the weird things I do. Or you can check out our gym in San Jose, California. If you're ever around, hit us up. If you're a listener of the podcast, we'll get you half off the drop in free. Can't do freebies anymore, guys. Can't do freebies. But again, everything else, you know, appreciate you listening, taking the time. And yeah, this is Coach Austin from Hyper Strength and Conditioning with your Nerd Out and Workout podcast. And we will see you guys later. Okay, bye.